So we have to be learning together. Sharei Raz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. This week we're going to talk about a question based on last week's parasha. We read in Parasha Kedoshim this past Shabbat that you're mipnei seva takum. You're supposed to stand up for a person who's older than 70. Well, someone who's older than 70. This applies to a woman who's older than 70. And also avadar tabnei zaken, that we're supposed to show dignity and respect to someone who's zaken. Zaken is Rashi says zech kana chokma, a tamid chacham. So the question is: does this also apply to a woman who is learned in Torah? So this question is posed to Rav Avadja here. He summarizes the great debate about this and comes to a decision in Shilat Shivayi Chavadat Chelakimel Siman Ayin Bet. And so it would seem offhand, straight out, it is a mitzvah to stand for a wise woman, because the Gemara in Masechet Shavuot said that Rav Nachman would stand in honor of Rav Huna's wife, because the rule is Eshet Chaver Harei Chaver. The rabbinit of the Chaver is also has the status of a Chaver. And Tosfot and the Ramban and the Ran say that it's you're talking about a din d'oraita. It's a Torah level also. Certainly, if the woman is a Torah scholar in her own right, that she should, there's a mitzvah to stand for her. On the other hand, you'll say, well, no, the reason why you stand up for the rabbinit is because that you're doing in honor of the husband who's a Tamid Chacham. But a woman who learns Torah is very nice, but she's not obligated. And we know the rule is Gadol Mitzvah Avosem Mishena Mitzvah, that the one who's doing it as an obligation is on a higher level than one that's doing it on a voluntary basis. So this is a debate amongst the Achronim. Some of the Achronim say no, or they're not sure. The Pri Chadash says he's not sure. You can go either way. You have the Ben Ish Chai, surprisingly, both in the Ben Ish Chai and Sefer itself, and the Shelet Shiva Rav Palim says there's no obligation to stand up for a learned woman, for a woman who is over 70. But Rav Avadja quotes a whole slew of poskim that disagree. And he quotes from the Rabbi Yitzchak Atiya, the Shelet Shiva Zer Yitzchak. He quotes that even though the Pri Chadash is not sure, he said, no, you should be machmir. And he quotes the Minchat Chinuch, he quotes the Shelet Shivot Kiryat Chana David, and Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, major, major voice, and the Shelet Shivot Halachot Ketanot. They are all machmir. So you should stand up for a learned woman. You should stand up for a woman who's older than 70 years old. It's clear Avadja supports the machmirim with the two rishonim. First of all, the Sefer Chinuch writes, this mitzvah, avadat ha'pnei zaken, mipnei seva takum, applies men and women. So it should be applying to men and women. A wise woman and a woman older than 70, rules should be the same, and the women should have to stand. And also the Sefer HaChassidim. The Sefer HaChassidim says that you should stand up for a learned woman, and you should stand up for a woman over 70, 100%. In 100%. And so therefore, look what Rav Avadja says at the end of the day. Even if you're not sure, what should you say? You should say, so it's a fake d'oraita l'chum. You're not sure. It's a Torah level obligation. It should be machmir. And certainly as a teacher, you have to stand up. You should show respect. The Mishnah says that the Rav brings someone to Olam Haba. And certainly the female teacher is teaching her students and brings them to Olam Haba. Gives them strength, teaches them Torah, Emunah, Bitachon, love of Hashem, respect for Hashem, Yirat Hashem, and brings the Talmidot to Olam Haba. So therefore, there's certainly a mitzvah. Rav Avadja has to stand up for a wise woman, a teacher, a woman over 70, 100% the same as a man. It's good to be machmir about this. You're dealing within a day with a Torah level obligation. Wishing everybody a great, great, great week, filled with the bracha and briyut.